Hello, everybody. This is Albert from the Local Method Podcast, and I'm here in New York City. I am the man on the floor of the Blog World New Media Expo here, and I am at the podcasting track, and I want to go over some of the events from today. Today, I attended four or five, and it was fantastic. I wanted to start off by saying that I went to go see Scott Stratton. And you could follow him at Unmarketing on Twitter. Really cool. He's also a fellow Canadian. And he had a great talk and very relaxed chat about the seven deadly sins of social media. And he says that we are breaking social media even in this early stage. You've got experts who are retweeting when they get mentioned. Like things like that. Where just it's ridiculous, and people think that they should get their content retweeted just because they put an RT in their Twitter stream, sort of like begging people to retweet. Well, the only way you should get people to retweet your content if it's darn good. And he went through his little circles where, yeah, there's always going to be people that follow you, that like you, and maybe they even want to get future favors of you. They may retweet almost anything you say, but when you get to know that you're really doing a good job is when someone in the next level retweets what you say. So for example, if someone retweets what I said and then one of their followers likes it so much they retweet it, then you've done a hell of a job with your content. And it's not about being on every social network that counts. It's more about being on the social networks and engaging. So pick your social networks that work for you. Don't worry about being everywhere, because that's something that I thought was important, but I realize now that if I can't be at those social sites and engaging with people, it's definitely not worth it. Stop auto-posting. He had a few examples when people were auto-posting to their Facebook pages from their Twitter, or vice versa, where someone posts something on Facebook and it's set up to auto-post to Twitter, and it just doesn't make sense when you're talking about the other site. People are getting confused, and also people realize that it's a robot that's doing these tweets, and they don't like it. They want you to be there engaged. He also had tons of examples that big companies are doing when they goof up, companies like Papa John's and Nikon, and he seems to be sort of like the advocate or the spreader of these goof ups, and just to show these companies what you should not do. And it's funny, when these companies do goof up, that's when things start going viral, and it happens very fast. He says get mobile, mobile. Make sure your sites, if you're sending people from their phones, make sure that that people can view the stuff on their mobile devices. They should not have to pinch. They should not have to do anything. It should just be optimized for mobile. That's one of the things. I'm not going to get through my list here in 5 minutes. Let's see here. Already we are wrecking QR codes. He gave so many examples where you've got a QR code to scan on a billboard when you're driving, or in a subway station where there's no cell service, or in an airplane in a magazine that's an airline magazine. Guess what, guys? If there's no cell service and you scan something, it's not going to work. And the fact is, already it seems to be only techie people are using QR codes. And if you're going to screw that up for them, we're never going to see this QR code technology take off. So make sure that you use QR codes right, folks. I really think they're cool, actually, myself. Anyway, we also had Robert Scoble at the keynote, and a topless lady broke into the keynote presentation and stood on a table and made a little speech. So that's it, folks. My 5 minutes is up. I got a ton more to talk about. Hopefully my phone will hold out all day tomorrow. Until then, this is Albert checking out from New York City.